Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it always, whether it is on the radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. What's up? The YouTube folks got a real treat during the brooch thing.
Oh, yeah.
They got his face as well.
Oh, man.
Told him to take his mask off.
Did you call me the dumbest person you've ever met earlier?
The dumbest person I know.
Yeah.
Not the dumbest person I've ever met. You called
There's
me
There's a difference.
You called me, you didn't even, you thought Cooper was the kind of cheese.
That kind of supported where Spike was at.
Is kind of a cheese.
Yeah. The top five at five is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solution.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So obviously it's been an intervention Wednesday here on the WIP Afternoon Show. Since it is a Wednesday/Wednesday,
yes.
I want to make everyone aware of this.
Yeah.
Carson was talking today out in Minnesota wearing a dad season hat, which is Foles' company.
Really?
That's big.
Well, huge. You know, he sent it to him for free.
Doesn't matter.
See it. He sent it to him for free.
Doesn't mean he has to wear it.
You know it.
Doesn't mean he has to wear it.
Foles is the ultimate marketer. He loves those hats.
He sees Wentz is hot.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wentz is starting five games?
No, get a hat.
Get him a hat. Get him a hat. Place
a
call.
You get the hat?
All I'm saying is we'll see you at the reunion, Bronco. Come on, man. Come on home.
I will say, having Foles as an ally helps Carson come back to be embraced.
You guys won a championship together.
Yes, they won it together.
Together, Spike. They won it together.
Well, that's the thing you sort of would need Foles to say is that we don't do this
without him.
What Wentz does.
Maybe they need an intervention.
Well, no, Foles.
Well, maybe they had one.
Maybe they had one. Maybe AJ and Jalen need to have one.
Oh, stop.
Just kidding.
We're not talking about
AJ. All right. Number five.
Wait, what?
So this is the other interventions that need to happen at WIP.
Okay.
All right.
Number five is bros and whether or not he's one of us.
Oh,
after the shocking reveal that he is coming for everyone's job.
Keep talking about this?
Probably he's not coming for your job.
Well, because he hates my job and he spits he looks down upon people like me.
Button presser.
Yeah, unbelievable. And yes, we probably should stop, but I already wrote the joke out. So I'm not letting up.
I'm not stopping. If
anything, it'll get worse.
If I stop, then I'm gonna admit fault.
Right.
So you know,
we're not into that.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Broads, Spike, and Fritz.
Right.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, pal.
Yeah.
The fourth intervention that needs to happen at WIP is with Buzz and getting out of conversations. We brought this up.
Wow.
In person, he can't get out. On the air, he can't get out. He's getting slowly and slowly better at it, but it's still a huge issue.
Even listening to you last night.
He doesn't shut up.
He doesn't know when to get out.
You mean Buzz, not Bros. You said Bros.
I mean, Buzz. Yes.
We're not taking any more shots at Bros.
I had Bros on my mind. I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't. And even when I said it, when Buzz was here yesterday to do the Fantasy Football League update, I made some joke about it. And TK in the other room was like, He doesn't even hear, right? It's very clear when the Buzz Fantasy Football League segment is over.
100%.
And I go, thank you, Buzz. And he just stares at me. Thank you, Buzz.
Get out.
It's 9 minutes.
Leave.
Yes.
We're giving you a spot.
Oh,
holy cow.
And every time a host goes to him when he's the producer, it is like
10 minutes.
It's the Buzz Show. It is. It's like
he's working on his
sports
stuff.
Sports Radio 90. It's what he hears. You ask him a question, what he hears is Sports Radio 94 WIP. Here's Buzz. He's the only person in the world. Every time you go to him, he's like, all right, well, I can go to a podcast now. I don't need to hear Buzz's 7-minute take on Dave Dombrowski.
Wow.
Well, maybe when I listen to Buzz's show, but I'm tuning in for Fritz at 6.
That's right.
Yeah.
The third intervention that needs to happen is with station management and the small bathroom. Here. Stop going number 2 in that bathroom. It's not for that.
Don't bring that on the
air. I have to. It's
who did it?
We don't know. We always blame KYW. We always blame KYW.
Those are the likely ones.
It's not us. Yes.
Or engineer crew back there.
I don't know.
That's my second.
But not Austin.
I don't think they have the card. I think
I've seen.
You've seen it?
I've seen people use the bathroom. I'm not naming names. That's,
you don't have to name names.
So we have the group bathroom, but we also have a single bathroom. And when that bathroom was established, we made sure, because we moved in when I was program director. Mm-hmm. The only people, I don't even think my pass worked when I was PD. It's just air talent and producers, because if people have to go quickly.
We normally run through the break. Yes. When you get the break, you go to the bathroom, come back. Yeah.
But that is a small single bathroom. And let me, if anybody who did that is listening right now, I want to offer you a insight into that bathroom. The piping in that is not particularly strong.
It's the worst of all time.
The worst of all time. We had several problems with that bathroom.
It's clogged again.
When you're do, is it?
Yeah.
When you do that, you're causing.
Use the bigger bathroom.
Do you remember when the water was all in the hallway going down the steps?
Oh yeah,
that bathroom. Because that bathroom.
Yeah. That bathroom's been an issue for 5 years.
Yeah. Yes. It was shut down for a whole year.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's because people decide to go number 2 in there.
Yes.
Like, just use the bigger bathroom with the stronger. Whatever, when you flush, whatever that's called.
Industrial flushing.
Industrial flushing.
Yeah.
That doesn't have industrial flushing.
No.
Don't clog it for everyone else.
And there's not... Look, this is gross.
We're past gross.
Yeah, we're already there.
There's not a lot of water in that toilet either. So
I know.
There's a lot of...
Yeah, you see it.
Even when it works...
A lot of residue.
Come on, man. Get to your number 2.
Number
man.
2.
When you guys talk some sports.
Yes, come on, man.
Okay.
The second intervention that needs to happen is with Spike in the text line. You know, every day you're like, oh, no, I got to go to the text line.
Well,
text line taking shots. Oh, man.
The text line's mean to me.
Maybe we got to bring the text line together with Spike and decide, do we need to stop being so mean towards Spike?
Well, I can tell you, we'll get there, I'm sure, today. And every text line is, Spike! On the Eagles, something critical. Spike on the Phillies, something critical. Spike on the Sixers. Man, aren't they fun? Everyone. It's like, I get the joke.
That is a good one, though.
Yes. I can feel it coming, too. It's like when you slip on ice and it's going in slow motion, those texts are going in slow motion.
Yeah, it'd be a fun one today.
Yeah.
But the number one intervention that needs to happen is with Elliot and being okay turning 40. We all see this coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he about to turn 40?
Well, he's barreling towards it.
Well, he's 37?
37 going on 40.
When's his birthday?
I don't know.
You don't even know,
you don't know what Elliot's birthday is?
I don't know when Elliot's birthday is.
Well,
why are you looking at me? You guys don't know when his birthday is either.
Oh, well, I never knew.
Well, why are you acting like I know?
Oh, you must
know. You guys were closer.
Yeah.
Oh, you are very close.
Okay.
We should know we know your birthday.
Well, it's my birthday.
I don't know Jack's birthday.
Well, I know it's the day before Embiid's.
Okay.
And when? I know it's in March or April.
It's in March.
March.
Okay.
Oh, I'll narrow it down. It's the 22nd or the 21st.
No. Elliot was born. Elliot's date of birth is November 2nd, 1986.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, so that's
3 days away.
Yes, that's next week.
He's got a birthday coming up.
Oh,
there
yeah.
There you go.
Well, then, I hope Elliot is listening. starting on that day, every time he's in here, we are going to count down the days until
it
he's 40.
Might be Tuesday.
So, oh, he's lucking out. I think it's Sunday.
Is it Sunday? I was going to say it's next week.
Then we'll talk about it on Tuesday when we see him.
Yeah.
Every time he's in here, I will give the day countdown to when he turns 40.
Well, he's with you Monday.
He's with me Monday. Oh, right. Yeah. No Jordan show on Monday.
Oh, no, the Monday? Okay.
Yeah, because we're at Chickies on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Birds at the Bye, Wednesday. Chickies morning show, midday show, and afternoon show to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation.
That's right.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get a second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Jack, real quick question on the top 5 of 5. The bathroom thing only happened 10 minutes ago. What was the intervention thing that got booted out of the top 5 at 5 for the bathroom?
Good point by you.
It is. So I have a couple other ones. So Chuck and Embiid. I think there needs to be.
Yeah.
He was texting me last night all fired up about Embiid.
Oh, yeah. He only had 25, 7, 5 in 23 minutes.
Yeah, but when he got taken out of the game, they went on a run and won the game.
Yes, but
offense moving a little quicker. Maxie wasn't engaged while Embiid was out there. VJ Edgecombe could barely tell he was there when Embiid was out there.
Not true.
Sucks the life out of the team. Everyone's talking about it.
Well, they wouldn't have had to go on a run if Embiid was in there more minutes.
I was trying to find one between Ike and the delegation, but I feel like that one's gone away.
Yes, it has.
They
have their eye on
the surface. Yes, it's always there. Yes.
It's like a Broads afternoon show situation where we're all good, but we are, you know.
Yesterday I did a Donovan one, so I didn't want to do another Donovan one, but like Donovan figuring out, like, you know, it was me.
Oh, yeah.
It was me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with you, yes. How about, I can't wait till we do that next week.
I know.
215-592-9494. Blake in Bucks County, you're on WIP. What's up, Blake?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Blake.
Yeah. What's going on, boys?
Hey, Blake.
Yeah, Ike.
Yo.
Ike, I'm gonna be Paulie Walnuts in this intervention here, man. I can't hold back. So
yeah, go ahead.
Listen, Jack, you're weak. You're out of control. You're an embarrassment to yourself and everyone else, and you're not getting let off the hook. All right. So
that's also from the scene, Spike.
Okay.
In The Sopranos. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, sorry for people that don't get the reference. My bad.
Yes.
But so first of all, nobody else on that station sounds happy when Jalen doesn't perform well besides you. So that's the first thing. That's the difference between you and Spike. With Spike, I don't get the sense that Spike is happy whenever Jalen doesn't perform well.
Well, so I do love that this whole thing with Spike is now Mr. I'm Switzerland on this.
Like, I'm not Switzerland.
You're taking pot shots all the time on Jalen. And all of a sudden, I'm back into a corner today. Like, you're Mr. Innocent.
No. There's a big
difference. Does the glove fit?
No. Then you must acquit. The difference, truly, on Jalen, I would say this, as far as how I believe he played, definitely closer to Jack. But when he plays better, I acknowledge it and I give him credit for it, and I do cheer for them to win. That is the significant difference. I agree with you. I like messing with the Jalen people. I do. And I do agree with you. I am closer to you than I am to them on how he is as a quarterback. The big issue with you isn't your assessment of his skills. To me, it's that you are cheering for him to fail.
Again.
Which I'm not doing.
I have a number 9 on the quarterbacks that I have the most faith in.
He was just 8.
He was just 8.
Who right. Moved, well, who I miscounted on my list. Yeah, so I accidentally counted to 8.
Oh, so you read off 8 names.
Yes,
oh,
yes, okay. Yes. So really it was 9.
Okay. Sorry, Blake.
Well, yeah, no, you're, and it's like you're definitely trying to do a little damage control. Every time Jalen has a good performance, you're like, oh, yeah, I never hate him that bad.
Let's call it like we see it.
I don't hate him. I don't hate him. He didn't play that well last year. I don't know what to tell anyone. They weren't under center because of him. I'm calling it like I see it. But when he does well, I'm going to say he does well. It's same thing with Bryce Harper. Same thing.
Another guy trying to run out of town.
Now, you guys are both definitely on Jalen Hader Island. The only difference is that Spike actually packed a life raft, and Jack actually just burned all the boats, including the lifeboats.
He did. I give him credit for it.
That's some good level. That's a good reference.
Well,
yeah.
he's going to have to figure out how to get salt out of water because he's stuck on that island. And he's
I know.
Not getting off. But
I know.
He's going to have to figure out how to get salt out of water. That's funny.
But frankly, too, I mean, like you better hope that this you into camera thing gets sorted out, because as of right now, you are tied with a middle-aged Joe DeCamera in an athletic competition. So I can't really take any of your takes seriously until you figure that out.
Wow,
that's a good point too, Blake. Good call.
Golf didn't go my way.
Also, nothing wrong with being middle-aged, Blake. But I guess if you're a 31-year-old compete, who your whole selling point is that you're an athlete.
Well, I did dominate baseball.
Now, let me ask you this real quick about the middle age thing.
Yeah.
Are you of the belief that you're middle age when you're 40?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And now you're back 9.
Yeah. No. He's still middle age. He's not back 9.
It's cold blooded.
Yeah.
I'm going to start getting photos with you.
No.
Do not do that. We're not going down that road.
We are not.
Elliot's approaching middle age.
Yes. Yeah, well, no, he's middle age. Because listen, if he's, you said he's 37, about to be 38?
Yeah.
Well, middle age is if you just double that. So it's 76, 77.
Yeah, that's the end.
Yeah.
Well,
we're hoping to get to that point.
Yes. I mean, you get to 76, 77, you had a good run.
Yeah.
You know, once you're at 70, you're, you know.
Damn, Spike, hold on. That's only 18 years away.
I know. That's why I got to make it count. I say that to my
wife
all the time.
You need more organic gummies in there, pal.
Yeah.
You're right. I think I need more gummies, yes.
Why is Elliot wearing a suit tonight?
I think.
He has to.
He's
it looks
be
like
on,
he's going on TV somewhere.
Yeah, maybe he's
going
to be on CBS. Because he does the CBS thing.
Maybe.
You just think he's doing to impress
Devin?
He's
dressed up for the show?
Who knows? I just think it's interesting to point out when he comes on.
Yeah.
Why is he wearing a suit?
Devin.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
He's married.
Well, no. Not impress her, you know, in a relationship standpoint. Yes. Just, you know, he's hosting
like
the show with her.
Oh, like he's a professional?
Yeah, this is how I handle myself. God. You know, my dad used to wear a suit doing the show all the time.
Yeah, I got used to it, yes.
Yeah. Psycho.
Yeah, we got used to him doing it.
Psycho, but the whole reason I got this job is so I could dress the way that I, you know,
I agree.
Comfy. Yeah, I would say that you're middle-aged until 60.
Okay.
I think 57 is still middle-aged.
Okay.
I think 55.
I'm shooting for 80, 85.
Right.
Oh, man, this seems like a long time.
Yeah, well, I'm just now starting to really, he said the back 9, he's,
well, past 40 is
right.
Well,
the
after
hole,
40 is the back 9.
Well, here's the thing.
Maybe the halfway house.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm just saying, I think I'm at the stage where I'm ready to, I can appreciate life a little more when you realize most of it has already happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's almost over.
Like at 51, if Jalen's doing what he's doing, he's a hero to me, you know?
At 51.
Oh, if you were 51.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I can appreciate it more now. Yes.
Well, Jack, he still might be doing it when you're 51.
Don't put that.
No, 20 years? None. Well, no, probably
he's
not.
He's got a decade left.
Yeah. Well, but as a quarterback, I mean, he's what's 25?
Yeah.
These guys are 26. These guys are playing at 42.
Yeah.
You know, how old is that?
But if he's Russ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, Russ.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like Stafford.
Yeah.
Because he's an actual thrower.
Yes.
You know, Flacco is more of a thrower. That's why he's still around.
You can be a statue and sling it around all over the place.
I mean, Jalen would be 46 if he played 20 years.
Oh, man, I would love it.
He's only 26.
Yeah.
And look at all he's accomplished. Like, yeah. You got to factor that in when you're talking about
two Super Bowls, one of them.
Yeah. He knew that's what I was getting ready to say.
I have him number 9.
Has this? I don't even know how successful this intervention's been. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
You know, Jalen's a winner.
Yeah, boy.
That's all he does.
That's all he does.
Jack, I got to ask you a question because I like it. What kind of eggs are we throwing at your house because you're giving this organic candy out?
As long as they're pasture-raised.
Pasture raised.
Although they're a little
what does that mean? I've never
is
heard that.
Pasture raised like I have a pastor.
Raised by a pastor.
Yeah,
it's immense.
What do you mean farm raised?
Well, it's pasture raised. Like there's qualifications.
They take you out to the pasture, out there in the field,
and they're 108 feet apart.
Yes.
Okay.
How they
108 feet apart?
Yeah.
That does not make a
well,
lot
but
of
you,
sense.
Dude,
how many eggs?
Wait,
here we go. Now I'm getting back into a corner.
No, you eat chicken. You think those chickens are 108 feet apart?
Maybe if they're pasture raised.
They're not even 108 millimeters apart.
You'll have to look up the qualifications of pasture raised.
Okay. All right. As long as they're eggs.
But they are not raised by pastors.
Rotten eggs is what they should be throwing at this house, Gary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Give the kid an option, man. Throw some chocolate in there for the kids.
Fritz. I'll consider. Yeah,
I'm
gonna get
chocolate.
Organic chocolate.
Oh, he's gonna get the sugar-free dark chocolate.
Oh my god!
What he's gonna get.
Nah, see, I wouldn't do that to kids. That's dark chocolate is disgusting. I can't believe
it is.
Eat it.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Completely.
The last caller kind of brought it up. I can't wait for this Black Friday basketball matchup with Jack and DeGamer. It's gonna be so much fun.
Well, it's not gonna be Black Friday. It's gonna be in January.
No, we got a game on Black Friday.
Yeah, January or February.
Good Friday.
Oh, Good Friday. Easter, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that's not... Well, April? We got to wait till April? No, February. This is a February.
I'm trying to push this thing off to the All-Star break next year.
I think what we have to do... DeCamera will be on the show tomorrow. Talk about his little book or whatever. But tomorrow, I think what we got to do is just put a date in stone. We got to look at when the Super Bowl. We have to prepare for if the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Right.
So we will
tell you right now what the Super Bowl is.
It's the 7th or something like that, right? So I say the basketball game has to be 2 weeks.
Eighth. Yep.
So the basketball game has to be 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. That way, if the Eagles play in the Super Bowl, we have 2 weeks to talk about it. They win, they lose, we can move on. That way, 2 weeks from it is before we're at spring training. You know, pitchers and catchers will have reported, but we won't really be talking about it. I say 2 weeks from the Super Bowl, maybe that Tuesday, you know, if the Super Bowl is the 8th, then the 24th. Or the 2 weeks, 14 days would be the, from the 8th, would be the 22nd, 24th.
Yes.
February 24th. That's when I think it
there
should
you
be.
Go.
All right, Gary. Thank you.
And Spike.
Yeah.
Spike, if he comes after you again, I think you got to go after his running for president and say you're going to run for president, and I think that would crush him to his soul.
Oh, he's talking about DeCamera.
Well, here's the thing, is that there's no way he believes that is out of the question. Is that DeCamera is delusional in a way that I don't
think
you can
run against Stephen A. Right?
Yeah, I mean DeCamera's only what? DeCamera's 44 something
like
that.
No, like he's 54, built like 54, 60, but he's probably in his 20s.
Oh, he's in his 20s. If DeCamera's 46, in my head, he would think to himself he could do the radio for 10 more years.
Yeah,
and even if he runs for president at 56, he'd still be decades younger than everybody else that runs for president, you know?
I mean, Joe Biden was just president.
Yes. Well, Trump's almost the same age, right? They're
I couldn't tell.
Yeah. Well, the opera certainly seems to operate at a different frequency, but, yes. You know.
But I don't think his hammer wins are going to get him the swing vote. I'm just...
No.
You can't do trivia against other presidential candidates.
Well, here's the other issue. You can't... I mean, the only president that wasn't married, I think, was JFK. Right? I mean...
JFK wasn't married?
No.
What about Jackie O?
Oh, Jackie O.
Yeah.
Right. Well, was he...
Wait, is he dead?
JFK?
Why am I laughing? Yeah, because I know, well, has I know the, you're not serious,
enough time,
Gary,
enough time has passed.
Well, has there been a single president? Yeah. Well, and Joe's 46 and unmarried.
Yeah.
So how is that going to work out for him?
Yeah.
Not good for Amy.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right, Gary.
JFK had.
So James Buchanan was the 15th president, was a bachelor.
Okay, and that's the only one?
Yes.
And I'm sure Joe has that in his
in his repertoire.
In his repertoire, that James Buchanan was a single president.
He'll bring that up in the debates, I'm sure.
Yeah, he needs to, if Joe is really going to run for president, he has to really seriously start to work on those things, I think.
By the way, Ellie will be turning 39 this year, which means he's,
really?
It's 1986, so it's 2025.
Yeah, we didn't pick that up. When you said
how dumb is that?
Yeah.
Well, 39.
But I was told I was the dumbest guy in the world.
Well, you looked at the date and you said 36.
Well, when I threw it out there, you guys said nothing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So that means next year he's 40. Well, listen, he's got a big 40th coming up next year.
Then the countdown starts next week.
100%.
And this has to be a station event, him turning 40, and we have a coffin.
A station event.
Yes, and we have a coffin there.
Yeah.
As Elliot arrives in a coffin. For his 40th birthday party.
That is awesome.
It's just like we turned his wedding into a whole content for the summer.
We did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You weren't here.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't here.
But every day was like advice for Elliot.
Yeah.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yep.
Yeah, we definitely turned his wedding into a bit.
Yes. Well, Jack.
It's the reason why I showed up.
Yeah. He wore like an Eagles suit for his wedding.
A little leprechaun.
Like a leprechaun.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and didn't DeCamera made a late arrival at the wedding?
He made the first arrival, and then Ike showed up and completely made it look like it was nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. No, I thought I came before Joe.
I thought Joe showed up first, and then you came.
No, I think Ike showed up first.
Yeah. And then, because remember, we thought he came because I came.
Yes.
Okay, that's right.
Right.
I just remember the pop
picture.
Wasn't the same.
We took the picture, and he was like, hold on, Ike is there?
And that was the last Art of the Take moment we ever had. It was you, me, and Gillio in a room in that mansion or whatever.
And then a guy came out. Video. We came out, and the guy was asking us if we were just doing a little nose candy.
I do remember that. That was pretty good.
And we were like, no.
No. Well, Gillio was.
If you look at him.
Yeah. That's how he stays so thin. It's all the Coke.
What do you mean?
All right. 215. He doesn't.
What a show today.
If there was anybody here who is not doing coke.
Anybody that's clean.
Yeah, it is Joe Gillio.
Joe Gillio.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks does join us next. We have something to go over with Elliot. Important. And any final opportunities to get to solve this problem with Jack, who is rooting against the Eagles on Intervention Wednesday. We'd love to talk to you. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.